In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the gifts of this year's lectionary selection for Lent has been the Gospel readings from John. As I'm sure you've noticed, they have been longer than our average Sunday readings. I'm pretty sure the acolytes and Harrison have noticed. They're the ones who have to stand there holding the book. One of the benefits of these readings, besides the exercise, is how rich and deep they are. They are treasure troves of our faith and our tradition. We first had Jesus' encounter with Nicodemus under the cover of night. That was followed by his speaking with the Samaritan woman by the well. Last week, Jesus did the work of God by healing a man who had been blind from birth. During this season, many of you, I am sure, have practiced and followed your own disciplines, made sacrifices in some parts of your life, and added to other parts. For myself, I have found that these readings have traveled along with me as we have journeyed through Lent. They have nourished me as we have traversed the wilderness. They have sustained me as we have crossed the desert. They have been rich spiritual food for my soul. It seems to me very appropriate then that we have our reading for today as we fast approach Holy Week. Because in our reading for today, we are given a glimpse of what we as a community will be experiencing together in our worship. Today we are given an echo of Jesus' encounter with Mary, when she anointed his feet with fragrant oil and dried his feet with her hair. This was an amazing act of devotion, an act of vulnerability. She humbled herself before her Lord, did something that would show that she was his disciple and a person willing and able to follow where he leads. This echo now becomes foreshadowing for us for Maundy Thursday, in which Jesus will stun and shock his disciples, when he will humble himself before them, when he will make himself vulnerable before them. In Maundy Thursday, Jesus shows his disciples that to lead is to serve, that in the kingdom of God, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. That the dirt and grime of humanity can and will be made clean through grace. This leads to Jesus confronting the death of his friend Lazarus. We see how deeply this affects Jesus. He was deeply moved by the death of his friend, driven to weeping. Many will argue that this might be the most human of moments that we witness from Jesus, and it is not hard to see why. That pain, that grief, that sorrow and despair is a foreshadowing of what we will experience together on Good Friday, when we remember the suffering Jesus endured, when we remember the anguish his disciples felt, when we remember the tears that his gruesome death caused. From his grief, Jesus ventures to the tomb of his friend. This tomb is a dark place. The stench of death can be smelled coming from it. For many, this would be the end of their journey, their grief too powerful and overwhelming, the visceral impact too much to overcome. They would surrender to the despair. They would surrender to death. But for us and for Jesus, it does not end there. He demands the tomb to be opened. With a loud voice, he calls his friend from its depths. With that loud voice, he casts away the darkness of death. It is a remarkable account we hear today. And its image strikes me in a deep way. I am reminded that I have at times in my life felt like I was being buried, being sealed up in a tomb. Times when I felt so dejected, so low, and so broken that I was not only dead to the world, but becoming dead to myself. It strikes me that not only have I put myself and been put in tombs like that, but that I've also seen so many others in the same place, slowly being sealed up and dying to the world, slowly dying to themselves. But Jesus is not deterred by any barriers that have been thrown up to bury us. Jesus will not be deterred by any stench that the dying of the mind, heart, and soul might create. No, Jesus will not be stopped by those things. Jesus will not leave us in the power of the tomb. Jesus will call us forth like Lazarus. Jesus will command the darkness to depart. Jesus will shine a bright and powerful light into our souls and into this world. And that light we call Easter. With loud and joyful voices, we will declare to the world that the Lord has risen, that the Lord is alive and working among us, that we have been raised with him. We will declare to the world that death is not victorious, but that life is, that darkness is cast away by the light of Christ. We will declare to the world that we have been called to do God's work, that we have been called to build his kingdom for all of his children. We will also declare that everyone has been called. Called to reconciliation with one another. Called to reconciliation with God. Called to live not in the shadow of death and despair, but in the glory of Jesus' light and life. Our reading for today is so fitting because it prepares us for that next stage in our journey together. In Lent, we have been called to confront our sins, to be honest with ourselves and with God about our failings. We have traveled that darkness of that wilderness. In Easter, we celebrate our redemption from that sin. In Easter, we celebrate our reconciliation with one another and with God. We step out of darkness and bask in light. In Easter, the caves of despair, grief, and anguish that entomb us are broken wide open. We have come a long way together in Lent, and we now prepare for our next journey together. We have been nurturing and protecting the light of Christ, gaining strength and nourishment from it. At Easter, this light will burst forth from this place, from our hearts, and we will begin to walk a new journey together, to take the light of Christ to each and every member of this community, to continue the building of God's kingdom. Look ahead of us, and you will see the glory that is the Paschal mystery waiting for us. Look ahead, and you will see where God is calling us to a life in the Spirit, calling dry, broken bones to reform and be covered in new flesh and have new life breathed into them, calling us to do his holy work in this holy place. Amen.